This is ProBlogger.
Welcome to episode 182 of the ProBlogger podcast. My name's Darren Rouse and I'm the blogger behind ProBlogger.com, a blog, podcast, event, job board, series of ebooks, and a real life book as well, all designed to help you as a blogger to start an amazing blog, to create some content that's going to change the world and make your readers' lives better in some way. And hopefully it's going to help you to make a little bit of money from your blog as well. We do have a growing number of our audience on the way to full-time blogging, but the vast majority of our audience are adding an extra income stream into their lives. If you would like to do that, you can learn more over at ProBlogger.com. Now, in today's lesson, I want to talk about one of my favorite techniques in business for organizing my thoughts, to helping me do reviews of my business, to plan my business, and to organize my business, as well as to think creatively and generate loads of ideas. In today's episode, I want to talk about mind mapping, and it's a tool that I've used ever since I was a kid. I used to do it on a blackboard at school, but today there's some amazing tools that help us to do it. I want to talk about how you can use mind maps in a variety of different aspects of your business. You can use mind maps in the creation of content, in the planning of that content, but also the outlining of that content, the planning and the way that you're going to grow traffic to your blog, in how you monetize your blog, how you design your blog, and in many other ways. In fact, right now, I am looking at a mind map. I designed this episode in the mind map, and I'm going to show you that mind map in today's show notes. I'll tell you where to find that in a moment. In fact, today, what I've got for you is 19 different ways that you can use mind maps. I'll probably come up with the 20th as I'm running along too. And I'm going to show you some of those mind maps in today's show notes. You can find them over at ProBlogger.com/podcast/182 to see some of those examples and to get a full transcript of today's show. Last thing I'll mention is that the Facebook group, our ProBlogger listeners, podcast listeners Facebook group, is going really well. This last week, we've had some amazing discussions where you have been sharing, listeners of this podcast have been sharing some of what they've been learning as well as some of their challenges. So if you're looking for a group of other bloggers to journey with, do a search on Facebook for ProBlogger podcast listeners and join that group, and I'll approve you as soon as I can. All right, let's get into today's show where we're going to talk mind maps.
Creating great content, finding an audience, building engagement, monetizing your blog. This is ProBlogger.
Okay, so as I said in my introduction today I want to talk about mind maps. And mind maps are something that I use on a daily basis in my business. A lot of times mind maps get talked about as a way to generate ideas for your blog. And that's certainly one thing that I do with mind maps. But today I want to share with you a whole variety of other ways that you can use mind maps in your business as well. But first, for those of you who are wondering what in the world I'm talking about, what is a mind map? Probably the best thing you can do is to head over to the show notes where you'll see some mind maps and you'll very quickly understand what they are. But Wikipedia's definition of a mind map is that it is a diagram in which information is represented visually, usually with a central idea placed in the middle and associated ideas arranged around it. Now, if you are like me, you probably did mind maps at schools, and the teacher would often write a word in the middle of the board and put a circle around it, and then they would get you to brainstorm things that relate to that word. Sometimes as a tool, as you're writing essays, at its most simple, it is a circle with a word in the middle and then other words written around that. And you can also add other layers around those secondary words that you put as well. So that's what a mind map is. I guess in general, the most obvious way to use a mind map is for brainstorming. Another way of thinking about a mind map is that it's almost like a list with sublists. And I personally am a visual person. I find making a list helpful. I like lists, and sometimes I'll do a bullet list, and then I'll have little bullets under the bullets, sublists. But I'm actually a more visual person. And so it's an alternative, I guess, to making a list. It's a more visual way of doing that. And there's some amazing tools around at the moment, and I'm going to share some of those tools that I've been using to create mind maps in a moment. So for me, mind maps are great for brainstorming. They're also also really good for helping you to clarify your thoughts. If you've got quite a complicated thing that you are thinking through, sometimes to be able to list things out and to visualize those thoughts can help you to clarify those thoughts. And it's also really good for anything that's to do with a system or a routine or a procedure. And I'll show you some examples of these in the show notes. But I find when I'm trying to clarify a system in my business, sometimes it's good to be able to create some sort of a flow chart or a mind map to help me to visualize that and make sense of the idea that I'm thinking through. What I want to do for the bulk of this particular episode is to share with you a variety of different ways that I use mind maps in my business. And I'm going to start off with the most obvious one and the one that gets talked about a lot, and that is around brainstorming, particularly content ideas. So we're going to start with the basic, and then I'm going to share with you another 17 or 18 different ways that you can use mind maps in other aspects of your business as well. So number one is to brainstorm topics for your blog and to come up with ideas to write about. Now, you can very easily grab a piece of paper and just write a list of things that you might want to write about. But one of the things that I like to do is to create a mind map that in the central node, and I'm going to use that word node a fair bit today. The node is the central idea. I put the name of my blog. So if I was doing one for ProBlogger, it would be ProBlogger in the middle. And then off that, I might come up with my main categories of content. So on ProBlogger, we write about content. We write about finding traffic. We find about building community. We find about monetizing a blog. We talk about productivity. So I might have those five nodes around the main node. That's the next level of the mind map. And then off each of those, I might have different subcategories. So in the finding traffic and growing your traffic to your blog, there's a variety of different ways that you can get traffic to your blog. So we might have a subcategory on search engine optimization. We might have another subcategory on social media. We might have another one on getting traffic from other people's blogs, so referral traffic. And for each of the main categories, there's probably a variety of subcategories. And so you can see here, we're getting more granular with the ways that you can get grow your blog. And we might end up around those five main categories, we might end up with another 25 layers. And then around those 25 things, I begin to brainstorm on a really granular basis. So in the section on social media as a way to drive traffic, I might start to brainstorm on, you know, how do you get traffic from Facebook? How do you get traffic from Twitter? How do you get traffic from Pinterest? And then I might even go further, and if there's three or four different techniques for Facebook, then we're starting to get into the blog post ideas then. So we're really drilling down into very specific techniques. And at the edges of the mind map, once you go right down to the most granular ideas, you find ideas for blog posts. So that is one technique that you can use with a mind map to come up with potentially hundreds of ideas for writing about on your blog, in your podcast, on your YouTube channel. Another technique that I use to coming up with ideas for my blog posts is something that I actually wrote about a few years ago on ProBlogger in a post called Discover Hundreds of Post Ideas for Your Blog with Mind Mapping, and I'll link to it in the show notes. But another idea that you can do is to actually, as your central node in your mind map, start with a previously written blog post that you've already written. So you might have a post that you wrote a year ago. Go back and find a post that you wrote a year ago and then have that as the central idea, and then make a mind map around that. How could you extend that blog post? How could you write an opposing viewpoint? How could you update it for today? What points could you add to it? What questions might your readers have about that particular post? And you can begin to create a mind map extending that idea and hopefully come up with a variety of different blog posts that you could write as a result of that one. So you can use as your central node your blog itself and then build categories and then subcategories and blog posts from there, or you might start with the blog post itself, or you might just choose to do a mind map about each of the categories of your blog as well. And that's what I've done on ProBlogger. And I'll share some of those in the show notes today. So brainstorming topics to write about, to have as a podcast, is probably the most common way of using mind maps on a blog. And it's incredibly effective. I actually love to do this sort of exercise with a group of people. I find when you do it in a more of a social context and brainstorming together, that's when the real magic sometimes can happen. But I would put aside a little bit of time every week just to do this type of exercise alone as well, because I think getting in the habit of brainstorming in this way can unearth all kinds of ideas for your blog. So number one thing you can do with mind maps, and the most obvious, is to brainstorm topics and ideas to write about on your blog.
You're listening to Pro Blogger.
Another thing you can do in a similar vein is to outline your editorial calendar, particularly if you're going to do a series of content on your blog. And this is what I did when I first came up with 31 Days to Build a Better Blog. Many years ago now, it was a 31-day series of content on my blog. And I actually came up with that idea late one night, and I didn't really know what the 31 days were going to be until I woke up the next morning. And the first thing I did was to get my whiteboard out and to brainstorm the 31 topics that I wanted to cover over that month. I knew that I wanted to take my readers on a journey. I didn't want to just come up with 31 random ideas. I wanted to have them in the right order. I wanted them to be able to build upon each other. And so I mind mapped it using a whiteboard. And I created almost like a flowchart style mind map, where I outlined the topics of each one. And I even drilled in a little bit deeper. For each of the posts, I had sort of a sub-node around the main node, and then off each of those 31, there were two or three other things, and each of those were what I wanted to say or do in that particular post. So I began to outline those posts in the mind map as well. So if you've got a series of content coming up, it might not be a 31-day series, it might be a 7-day series, it might even be just three posts, you can begin to plan that content out ahead of time using a mind map. Okay, let's talk about another way you can use mind maps in terms of content on your blog, and that is to outline a specific piece of content, whether it be a blog post, a podcast, a talk, a webinar, a video that you're doing. You can actually outline that specific piece of content in a mind map, and that is what I'm doing right now. What I'm looking at right now is a mind map of this particular podcast episode. Now, I don't do this for every piece of content that I create, but I thought I'd give it a go today. For this particular one, it really did help me to plan this podcast, but also it's helping me to deliver it. Instead of looking at notes, I'm looking at a mind map, and I'm working through each of the different sub nodes in that particular mind map, and you can go and have a look at it over on the show notes. So you might have a long mega post that you're writing, a really in-depth article, and instead of outlining it in a list or on a piece of paper or in a text document, you might choose to do it in a mind map. I would probably only do this for longer pieces of content, longer form content. I do this all the time if I'm preparing for a presentation or a keynote at a conference. This is where I always start with those type of things, because this is when I'm, I guess, wanting to do a longer piece of content. So getting up and talking for an hour in front of people, I need to know how that's going to flow. And so I like to visualize that. I also do this sometimes with post-it notes, and that would be the other thing I do. I get a wall and I put all my ideas on post-it notes, and then I begin to create a mind map on the wall. And that's another way, I guess, of doing a mind map. So outlining a piece of content. Now, you might actually use a mind map in a variety of different ways. You might actually outline the content, as you'll see in this particular mind map, but you might also use a mind map to brainstorm titles for your blog posts as well. And that might be something that you can do. And the piece of software that I use for my mind mapping is called MindNode. And the thing I like about that particular piece of software is that it allows me to create more than one mind map on a document. And so what I sometimes do, if I outline a blog post in a mind map, I might create a second mind map on the same document for titles, and where I just brainstorm the titles for that post as well. So there's a variety of different things you can do in looking at specific pieces of content. Another thing you can do when it comes to content is plan out an interview for a podcast or a video. Those of you who listened to the last episode of the Pro Blogger podcast, you will have heard me interview Robert from Soloism. And the way I prepared for that particular interview was to do a mind map as well. I had about seven or eight different areas that I thought our interview might go to. And so I mind mapped those seven or eight different areas, and then I came up with two or three questions I could ask about each of those interviews. And I actually find a mind map really helpful when I'm interviewing people because it is a little bit more open. It's not a list that I work through from top to bottom. It's kind of some areas of discussion that I might explore. And I didn't actually explore all of the things that I'd planned in that mind map, but it gave me some reference points as the conversation flowed. And I actually find a mind map helps me to keep the conversation flowing a little bit more than a list of questions. So if you do interviews, you might find planning for those to be useful with a mind map as well. Another thing when it comes to the content on your blog is that mind maps sometimes can make really good illustrations to actually give your readers a visual, particularly if you want to outline a process for your readers. If you're teaching them a process, that can be really usefully illustrated in a mind map, or if you want to illustrate the possibilities in an idea. A really good example of that is a post that I wrote on ProBlogger many years ago now on how to make money blogging. And many of you will have seen that before. If you go to problogger.com/make-money-blogging, you'll see the mind map that I've had there. I've actually got a second version of it up now. And that mind map has the different ways that you can make money blogging. I think there's about 30 different ways that you can make money blogging there, and I've categorized them. That particular mind map has been shared tens of thousands of times around the internet. People love that, and I see other people using it in their presentations all the time. It's a really good way of outlining possibilities. So you might actually find using a mind map is good for you in planning content, but also can be a part of the presenting of that content as well.
Creating great content and building your audience. This is ProBlogger.
The last thing I'll say is in terms of content and using mind maps in your content is that sometimes they can be used in video presentations as well. And this is not something I've ever done before, but I have seen a number of bloggers do screen share videos where they actually walk through a mind map. So again, if you're teaching a procedure, if you're teaching a workflow, if you're teaching something that again goes through different possibilities, you can use that video, that mind map in a video. And again, one of the things I love about MindNode, which is the tool that I use, is that you can fold in the nodes and then reveal the nodes. So you can actually hide all of the subnodes and then reveal them one at a time. And that's really effective when you are using a video. If you're doing a screen share video, you can then walk through that mind map. So that might be another idea if you do a lot of video. So there's some of the ways that you can use mind maps when it comes to content: brainstorming topic ideas, outlining a series, coming up with the outline for a specific piece of content, planning an interview, using them as illustrations on your blog, and then doing a screen share video. There's some of the ways you can use a mind map for content. Let's move on a little bit now to some possibilities in using mind maps in the promotion of your blog or the marketing of your blog. One thing that I like to do if I'm planning any sort of series of communications, whether it be a sequence of emails, if I'm creating an autoresponder series on my blog or a little funnel of emails that I want to send people, mind maps can be really useful in designing the flow of that type of communication. So you might have a blog and you're starting an autoresponder sequence, a series of emails that is about welcoming new readers to your blog. You might want to send them 7 emails over 7 weeks. And you can design that sequence of emails using a mind map. You know, email 1, what do you want to achieve in that email? Do you want to just welcome them and ask them a question? Email 2, you might want to introduce them to your Facebook page. Email 3, you might want to introduce them to some of your old content. You can begin to design a sequence of emails in a visual kind of way using a mind map. So that's one thing you could do. You could do the same thing with a social media messaging. If you've got a campaign of social media messages that you want to get out over a series of time, you could use the mind map to design that type of communication sequence. Another thing when it comes to marketing your blog, and this is something I've not done myself, but I've seen other bloggers using mind maps for their keywords in search engine optimization. So they brainstorm the different keywords that they want to rank for and keep track of what they're doing with SEO. So again, it might be another possibility for you. Another thing you might want to use a mind map for is to design a social media strategy. So the process that you want to use to promote a blog post. So you might, come up with a strategy for every piece of content that you create. You want to share it in these places, and you could use the mind map to design that process. So you want to post to Twitter 5 times. We want to post to Facebook 3 times, and begin to outline at what frequency do you want those posts to go out. So mind maps can be useful in that way as well.
How to build and monetize your blog. This is Pro Blogger.
Let me just kind of go through a few other possibilities for mind maps. And again, you'll see all this outlined on the mind map I've created for this particular podcast. You can use mind maps in the monetization of your blog. Now, this is something I do every time I'm doing an affiliate promotion of a product that someone else has. So we're actually about to do a promotion on Digital Photography School of a bundle of products. It's an ultimate photography bundle of products. It's worth $4,000 and it's being sold for $100 or something along those lines. And what we are doing is promoting that bundle over a series of weeks. And we've outlined the communications that we want to send over that period of time. So we want to send a series of 3 or 4 emails. What is each of those emails going to say? We want to have a series of blog posts on the blog that promote the bundle. What are they going to say? We want some social media to support that affiliate campaign. What are they going to say? And at what intervals will they be sent out? So we can design a whole campaign of promoting an affiliate product using a mind map. The same can be true if you're launching one of your own products. Say you've got an ebook or a course that you are launching, or a printable that you want to launch. Actually map out how you are going to promote that product. Are you going to start with blog posts? How many emails will you send? What social media will come as a result of that? The other part of it is in the design of the product. In the same way that you can outline a blog post in a mind map or a series of blog posts in a mind map, you could outline that course that you've been thinking about doing in a mind map, or that ebook that you've been planning. And you start as the central node is the central idea of the ebook, and then off that comes the chapter titles. And off each of those chapter titles comes the sections that you want to be in each of those chapters. And then you can begin to come off each of those with some points that you want to make in those. And so you could plan a whole ebook, a book, a course using a mind map in some way, brainstorming what the content will be, and then of course brainstorming how you are going to launch that as well. So monetization, you can use mind maps in all of those ways as well. And then there's a variety of other things that you can do with mind maps that I'll quickly whip through. You could, if you're beginning to hire people in your team, you can use mind maps as an organizational chart. This is an exercise I did a couple of years ago as I was thinking about who do I need to work with me at ProBlogger. I'd been working on ProBlogger largely by myself for a number of years, and so I began to map out the different roles that I was doing to keep ProBlogger running. And then I began to look at each of those roles and assess, you know, was I good at those roles, or do I need to find someone to help me in those roles? And what roles weren't being done? And so having that mind map helped me to work out where the holes were in my business in terms of people and team members. And also, as I began to add people in, I was able to put their names there and describe their roles, and again, work out where there was overlap or where I needed to put other people as well, where we needed to find other resources. So an organizational chart. You can use mind maps in the design of your blog. If you are wanting to do a redesign of your blog, you can actually map out the different pages that you want and what you want to happen on each of those pages using a mind map. You can map out your navigation, your menus in a mind map. So it can be used in the visuals of your blog. It can also, if you've got a big goal that you're working towards, and this is something I got from Jason Stevens over in the Facebook group. When I asked yesterday, you know, how are people using mind maps? He says he uses mind maps to help him with big, hairy, audacious goals. And I can really understand that. If you've got a big goal, you want to launch a blog, for example, if you haven't got a blog yet, and that's a big goal, it's audacious, you don't know how you're going to do it. start with that as your central node and then begin to brainstorm what you need to do to get that big goal into reality. Again, talking here about the tool that I use, MindNode, one of the things I love about that tool is that you can turn your mind map into a to-do list. You can actually add little checkboxes to different elements of the mind map that you do. And so you can brainstorm what you need to do, outline the steps that you need to achieve whatever that goal is that you've got. And then as you do them, you can check them off and it tells you how far along the process you are into completing that goal that you have. So any kind of process that you need to work through that feels overwhelming, lay it out on a mind map and begin to tick off those things. Another thing you can do with mind maps is to create a reader persona or an avatar. I talk about this quite regularly. Sometimes it's really useful to have a picture of who your reader is. Why don't you go to Google Images, find a random picture of the type of person that you think might read your blog, put them as a central element of your mind map. And again, with MindNode, you can use images in your mind map. So you put that in there and then you begin to brainstorm and develop this picture of who they are. So you might have a subnode coming off demographics. You know, what language do they speak? Where do they live? How old are they? You might have another subnode, spending habits. You know, how do they spend money as it pertains to your topic? You might have another subnode, the questions that they have. They're frequently asked questions and you begin to brainstorm that. You might have another one, their challenges. You might have another subnode, their dreams. And you begin to get this picture of who it is that is reading your blog. And you may want to do some surveys to find out the answers to those things. And then again, you plug those things in. So you develop this avatar of who is reading your blog, all based on a mind map. So that's another thing you can do. You can use mind maps to do to-do lists, as I've already mentioned. So if you've got anything that you want to achieve, any sort of list, if you're more of a visual person and you find lists really not that helpful, again, a mind map might help you with that. You can use mind maps to do analysis or review of your blog. So those of you who do SWOT analysis on your blog every year, one way to do that is through a mind map. So you might have in the central node your blog's name, and then you have off that subnodes for strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And then off this, each of those, you come up with the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. It's just a more visual way of doing that type of review on your blog.
You're listening to Pro Blogger.
The last thing I'll say for mind maps is that I sometimes like, when I'm at a conference, to take notes using a mind map. So, and it really does depend a little bit on the type of presenter and whether they've got a structure to their talk. And I like listening to people who have a structure to their talk, but you can actually take notes using the mind map. That can be helpful as well. Again, it's kind of like, you know, when people do a visual note taking and they draw the notes, it's kind of a step towards that, I guess, but it's all more word-based. So there's some of the ways that you can use mind mapping in your blogging. And I'm sure there's a lot more that can be said as well. Just a few final thoughts. And again, if you're following along on the mind map outline of this podcast, you'll see where I'm going with this. I find mind mapping is more useful with a group of people. It's a social experience that can really come alive there. So it's something that you can do by yourself, but do use it if you have a team. If you are in a mastermind, it can be really useful. If you've got a mentor, if you've got people working for you, involve other people in it, and you'll find that it does bring things alive. And again, that was something that Jason mentioned on the Facebook group as well. You don't have to use software to do this. I've mentioned a few times that I use my whiteboard. I have two whiteboards in my office, and sometimes I love to do it with those whiteboards. Sometimes I like to do it with paper and pen. I always sit with a pad next to me. And I sometimes, as I mentioned before, use post-it notes as well. And the thing I like about post-it notes is that you can write things down and then move them around, which is similar to the software that I use as well. I've already mentioned many times in this presentation that I use MindNode, and I'll link to it in the show notes. I've got no affiliation with them at all. It's just a tool that I find really useful. It's a Mac tool, and it's also on iOS. So on your your iPhone and iPad. And one of the things I like about that is that it syncs between them on using iCloud. So I can create a mind map on my computer, and then within minutes, it's on my iPhone and iPad as well. So I can update it when I'm on the go as well. It can be shared with other people, whether they've got the tool or not. It also can be exported to PDF as an image if you want to embed it into your blog post as well. It, as I mentioned, can turn elements of your mind map into tasks, so it can become a to-do list. And you can also add in visuals as well. So you can bring in little icons, or you can bring in an image to use as more of a visual representation of the things that you've got in your nodes. The other thing I love about it is that you can have multiple maps on the one document. And so when I'm planning a blog post, I will often plan the outline of a post in one map. I will plan titles for that post in another little map and brainstorm there. And then sometimes I will even have a third mind map on that same document of how I would promote it on social media. So some little taglines that I might use to promote that particular post. The other thing you can use in MindNode as well is that it has a notes function. So for each of your nodes, you can, if you want to write more about that particular node or that particular category, if you want to take a note, if you want to leave some links in there for yourself for further reading, you can expand that even further and have those notes as well. So MindNode is my tool of choice. It's not a free tool. You have to pay to use that, and you have to pay to get the Mac version, and then again to get the iOS version, which is a bit of a pain, but I find that it's just incredibly intuitive and simple to use. Having said that, there's a lot of other tools around, and if you do a Google search for mind maps tools, you will find just like hundreds of things. Some of them are free, some of them are Mac only, some of them are Android only, some of them are web-based tools, and I'm going to list a few of the ones that I've seen and that you have recommended in the Facebook group as well. I'll list them over on the show notes today. Okay, mind mapping is an amazing tool. I use it every day in my blogs, and I know a lot of you do as well. Particularly useful for those of you who need something a bit more visual than just a list. Essentially, it is a list. The thing I love about it, particularly using the tools that I use, is that it's a list that I can drag around and I can rearrange, and that is much more visual for me. I'd love to hear, though, whether you use mind maps, and if you do, what tools do you use? Are you a paper and pen person? Are you a whiteboard? Are you a post-it person? Or do you use some kind of app or web-based tool? You can tell us all about that over at problogger.com/podcast/182, where I've got a full transcript of today's show, and there will be all the links to the tools that I use and the others that I found, and there's some examples there of different types of mind maps that I've used as well. I show you there the mind map for this particular podcast, which will show you how you could outline a blog post or a presentation, but I've also got some mind maps there of courses that I've used mind maps to outline, and other things as well. Thanks for listening today. Hope you found this useful, and I hope to see some of the mind maps that you create, hopefully over in the Facebook group as well. Again, do a search for ProBlogger Podcast Listeners on Facebook and join in the discussions that we have there every day over on Facebook. Thanks for listening. Chat with you next week on the ProBlogger Podcast.
You've been listening to ProBlogger. If you'd like to comment on any of today's topics or subscribe to the series, find us at problogger.com/podcast. Tweet us at ProBlogger. Find us at facebook.com/ProBlogger or search ProBlogger on iTunes.
Before I go, I want to give a big shout out and say thank you to Craig Hewitt and the team at Podcast Motor, who've been editing all of our podcasts for some time now. Podcast Motor have a great range of services for podcasters at all levels. They can help you to set up your podcast, but also offer a couple of excellent services to help you to edit your shows and get them up with great show notes. Check them out at podcastmotor.com.